Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Well, as we go back to Violetta, because, you know, she loves the one thing that is single-handedly destroying society, and that would be social media.
Yay! Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Many agree that it is single-handedly destroying society.
Oh, sure. Come on.
Sources are saying this is part of the reason with the Simone Biles situation.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Goes into all of it, sure.
That the trolls on social media have affected her to a point she can't... I saw a story on that yesterday. I don't know if it's true, but there is speculation that that might be part of it.
You can't listen to the haters. Yeah. Seriously.
I guess.
None of us would get out of bed.
Yeah, I don't even think she had any haters. It wasn't really a haters situation with her, but anyway.
Everyone has a hater on social media. Yeah. Every single person, no matter who it is.
Right. Yeah. And I always say I never really understand why anybody would think that I would care to see their sandwich or their salad that they're having for lunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, everybody wants to show you their sandwich or their salad.
No.
And I do that as a joke, and then Violetta hands me this because she, in fact, did post a picture of her sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It's a really good-looking sandwich, though, isn't it?
And said this, "Hey, I made a sandwich and put it on social media because that's what I do."
Yeah.
Okay. And I asked, "How do you cut it, diagonal or straight?" The debate raged.
Yeah, really.
I was wondering if people still feel so strongly about this. All right, so you got a sandwich. Okay. You can either cut it diagonally, corner to corner, or you can cut that thing right down the middle. And no one could seem to agree on what the right way it was to cut a sandwich.
There were so many different opinions coming in. It was crazy.
I know. All the trolls
and
came out.
And I don't even have that many followers.
Tell you what an idiot you are about the way you cut your sandwich.
I know. So many people coming. And then it was, then, you know, we don't like this here on the show, but then people were saying, well, it depends.
Nothing in this show ever depends.
Right.
We all know that to be the rule.
Right, exactly.
Because there's nothing interesting in it depends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it got a little interesting because enough people said, for a PB&J, I do it this way, and for like a meat sandwich, I do it this way.
Okay, sure. But why?
Why?
And then they answer, well, because. Yeah. And then there's really no answer, so the whole it depends just is destroyed.
Right. No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. All right, so... what do you do, Nikki, if it's sandwich time?
Corner to corner every time.
Really?
Every sandwich every time.
Grilled cheese every time?
Every time.
Wow. Corner to corner. Okay. Whip.
I don't think I've ever done corner to corner. I don't think I ever have.
You go right down the middle.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe even into four squares, but I don't want to get into that.
Oh, boy. That's just like sandwich blasphemy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, like Nikki, am a corner-to-corner person, and I, like social media in general, think that you're crazy, Whip, and now I'm going to troll you.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, then I'll just keep that to myself from now on.
What were you thinking cutting your sandwich that way?
I wasn't going to expose that about myself.
What kind of devil person are you?
Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know how.
You don't even love your family.
That's how I was raised,
it's probably
I guess.
You don't love your family.
You don't like dogs either, right?
It's a raising problem.
Yeah. Violetta, which one? I see in the picture you appear to have cut it corner to corner.
I sure did. Yeah. I'm mostly a diagonal girl, but sometimes I do go down the middle.
And if I had a nickel for ever, I heard that.
Just walk out for that one. Yep.
That's when the guy's like, is today a down the middle day? For sandwiches. What you're talking about. Do you think the majority are corner to corner or down the middle?
Majority diagonal, corner to corner.
A large majority?
Large majority.
Okay.
I think that's the more adult thing to do.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm.
I just think it's what you see in restaurants more.
You know I'm kind of laughing at you, Vila, but I think you're right. It does look more adult than the down the middle does look more childlike.
Yeah, yeah. It's like fancy because you could stack it and then you're like, look at this fancy sandwich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go to a restaurant, a semi-fancy restaurant that serves sandwiches.
Right.
Grilled cheese.
They tend to go corner to corner on them, don't they? I think.
Mm-hmm.
I
then they do the stack. They put it on top of each other where it looks nice.
Right.
Yep.
Like if you get a BLT or a club sandwich somewhere, they're always going corner to corner,
right.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what do you have to say to that, Whip?
Four squares.
Doesn't sound all bad either.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
73% of adults can't imagine. That's how it was described. Going a full day without looking at a screen. You can't imagine going a full day without what? At number three, Lori.
A Coke for McDonald's.
Aha, uh-huh. Fountain drinks.
Yep. Yeah, and something about the McDonald's Coke. It's
specifically,
it is
so good.
Very, very delicious.
Yeah.
And number two, you can't imagine going a full day without what, Allie? Napping. Oh. That sounds like it might be plural. Are there more than one naps?
Well, it really depends on the day, but working in healthcare and driving over an hour to and from work every day, you just need a power nap.
Right. Hopefully not while driving one of those hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to doze off for 3 or 4 minutes.
No.
That would be bad. How long does a standard nap last?
You know, there's research that says 26 minutes is the perfect time, but sometimes it's a full-on sleep for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you got a crazy schedule, you know.
4 hours.
Yeah.
Your four-hour nap or whatever it might be. And finally, in at number one, you can't imagine going a full day without what, Kathy?
Strawberry Crystal Light.
Oh, man. Sounds,
strawberry crystal.
That
that's
delicious.
Very specific, yeah.
That sounds very delicious, very tropical.
Yeah. Very good.
Every single day you have a little strawberry crystal light.
Oh, every day.
You know,
yeah,
up at
I'll even go to the store just for it.
Oh, wow. Up at the cabin up there in Wisconsin, I have the regular crystal light that I've been known to pour vodka into.
Shocking.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
It's good with Malibu.
Yes,
oh,
yeah. Kathy knows. She ain't no dummy. Yeah.
100%.
That's right. There you go. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. So, you know, big developments yesterday. The CDC says, yeah, you know that thing we said about the mask? Yeah, cancel that. We're bringing those back. Mm-hmm. Then everybody goes, oh, man. How, where, what?
Does that include
why,
me?
Me, not me. Where am I going? I thought it was just Will County, like Whip was saying, and downstate, all those knuckleheads downstate that won't get vaccinated. Jackasses, let's go!
Yeah.
So I thought the way to verify all this is to talk to somebody who knows what he's talking about, Dr. Kevin Most, your chief medical officer with Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Hi there, Dr. Most.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. More on that time I saw you inside a bush. We'll get into that in a second.
Yes, please.
But first, let's start with what the CDC did yesterday. Can you please give some clarity? Are we going to get in trouble? Or do we need to wear masks? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, when we came off of masks early, whatever it was, May, June, you know, we all looked at it, and we're looking at the Delta variant at single digits pretty much across the country. And now what has really happened is the Delta variant has just exploded with growth. And now we're starting to see and find out more information about it, that it spreads a lot easier, that actually we're going to have more breakthrough cases, that although the vaccine protects you, you can still get sick from the Delta variant, and you can spread it. Those are the two big concerns that we're now finding out more and more data on, which is what the CDC rolled out yesterday. Very concerning.
So that's the thing primarily that I kept hearing about was the most concerning, that vaccinated people could potentially spread it as well.
Yep.
And hence the reason for the mask.
Exactly. Now, have to remember, we're wearing masks before. We're wearing masks to protect others. Well, we're going to go back to that now, because now we found out that this Delta variant spreads so easy and our counts are so high. Even in vaccinated people, you have very high counts, even though you may have very mild to moderate symptoms.
Are you seeing in your hospitals at Central DuPage and at Del Nor, are you seeing hospitalizations of vaccinated people, or the hospitalizations, are they primarily non-vaccinated people?
Primarily non-vaccinated. So we're still seeing that the people that get sick enough to get into the hospital are those that have been unvaccinated. But we are starting to see more cases, what we'll call breakthrough cases, where people are having a mild to moderate symptoms. But I will tell you, you know, we got down to single digits, middle of July, I guess. You know, we're back. We're pushing 20 again, which is very concerning. The trend in the rate of increase is very concerning right now, even in DuPage County, where you've got a 65%, you know, vaccination rate.
So a breakthrough case, just to define, means that somebody gets COVID even though they've been vaccinated. I have that right?
Yeah, Whip, you know, you can define breakthrough in a couple of ways. You can define it like in the John Rahm, you know, wait a second, I feel totally fine, and yet I'm testing positive. So that would be a breakthrough case. Although they're totally asymptomatic, they're carrying enough virus to test positive. And with the Delta variant, they're not only carrying enough to test positive, but they're carrying enough to spread it. And well, then it goes full spectrum all the way to people who will have symptoms as well.
So my question was going to be, though, how common is that? Because I saw a doctor on ABC maybe 2-3 days ago, and this surprised me. And I don't know if this person was right, but she said, she was like, the CDC needs to tell us how many breakthrough cases there are and how common it is, because at this point we don't know that information. Is that true that they haven't announced that?
That is true. But there's a reason for that, right? Think about all the open COVID testing sites that are gone. Now, the only people that are really getting tested are those individuals who actually have symptoms. So we're not doing as much tracing as we did in the past. So contact tracing is down to look for those asymptomatics. That's going to have to pick back up. And we're going to have to start to do more testing. If you look at how many tests we're doing back in the peak versus how many we're doing right now, it's like falling off a cliff. We're not testing as much anymore because we thought we were out of the woods. Now the story's changing. We need to start testing more to identify those variant patients who are asymptomatic and spreading it. And in the meantime, we got to put everybody in masks that are going to be inside.
All right. excuse me. what happened?
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm very nervous. let's look down the road, Dr. Most, and unfairly speculate. Here we go. This is going to be unfair. How long do you see the mask mandate in place? Is this a few weeks, or are we riding this thing out till Christmas? And as a second part of that, like, am I going to get off the air today, walk out there, and management's going to go, we've adopted the new mask policy, you have to start wearing it in the hallways? Is that just a matter of time, and at which point I'm going to start stomping around here again?
Yep, that's a matter of time. As far as how long, if you look at the projections were done before this data came out. They saw a peak in October. I think that peak's going to be pushed back to early to mid-November. We may be wearing masks all the way through Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
And then I think CDC is going to say, we're getting close to that travel time again. People are still too comfortable traveling. Let's hold on to it for a while. As far as companies, I do think you're going to start to see people step up a lot quicker. Positivity rates up here aren't that bad, but you get downstate where they're pushing 10, 11, 12%. Yeah, we have some concerns in the state.
All right, continuing down the unfair path, I need to blame somebody. I got to point a finger somewhere. Who do I blame and who do I point fingers at? And what do we do about this? Just do we say to unvaccinated people, please, come on, let's pull this together, or is that not the issue?
Well, no, it's 100% the unvaccinated. If the unvaccinated had worn masks, we wouldn't see this increased surge right now because it's allowing the Delta variant to spread even easier. And I'll tell you, the big thing going to be in a couple of weeks here when kids go back to school, you're going to have a lot of school districts that are going to have to be making the decision of mask or unmask or choice because the CDC certainly has put a guidance, but they've left it down to the individual local areas.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll continue to monitor all this and try to figure it out.
Yeah.
So the other day, I'm playing golf in this tournament, and Dr. Most is following and watching. Right? Am I right, Dr. Most?
Because that's what losers do.
You're so hard on yourself. You've accomplished a lot in life.
So I hit this shot, and I'm like, oh, that's mint. Somebody call the PGA Tour. Look what I just did. Watch out. That's going to be good. And I get up there, and I'm by the green, and I'm looking around, and there's nothing. Nothing. And I behind the green is Dr. Most, and he's pointing at a bush. He's pointing at a bush.
Yeah.
I walk back, I'm like, it's in the bush? I didn't hit it there. It's in the bush? He's like, it's in the bush. So I have to climb through the bush. Oh. He climbs through the bush. Am I right, Dr. Most? So we're both in a bush.
Yeah.
Until we finally find it so I can hit it out of the bush.
I hope somebody got a picture of both of you guys doing that.
Searching for the ball in the bush.
God, no.
Now, let's be fair. I felt really bad for you because walking up there, you were walking like, we got this.
I got it. Yeah,
stole his swagger.
Right.
But I will tell you, the shot out of the bush was fantastic.
Thank you.
Doctor's so complimentary towards you.
Thank you. He shouldn't be. We lost the match.
You did?
Yeah, that happened.
Not too bad.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dr. Most.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Have a great day. We'll see you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Violetta, you ready? Number 3.
Yes, I am. The trailer for Paris Hilton's new Netflix cooking show has a steamy theme to it with the "that's hot" catchphrase coming back. The show will have special... What?
Nothing.
Okay. You want to try it? It's kind of fun. That's hot.
That's hot.
Now the rumor is she's pregnant.
What?
Oh, that's
I just
hot.
Saw that. Yeah, that's hot. Thank you. I just saw that this morning.
Okay, well,
I guess... Who's like the...
bun in the oven.
Somebody famous that she's with or anything?
Who knows? Who knows and who cares?
Okay. Oh, she's, no, she's married or engaged or something.
Oh, all right.
Or something.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know. I'll try to find it, but if I don't, I won't feel bad.
So there's going to be special guests on that show, like Kim Kardashian, her sister Nikki, Demi Lovato, Soweti or Sweetie, however you say that, singer Lele Pons.
Yeah, I've been looking. I can't find it. I'm too tired to look. All right. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Jeopardy is trending as a contestant set the record for the lowest score ever during LeVar Burton's hosting debut. Patrick Pierce set a new record with a negative 7,400 the end of the game.
Oh, man.
So now Twitter's saying, like, what would your score be? And, you know, everyone's like, yeah, probably worse.
Wow. What, negative 7,400?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
Patrick Pierce.
Oh, boy. Hard to go home after that one, huh?
Poor Patrick.
Yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
A walk down memory lane.
Is. Paris Hilton denies rumors that she's pregnant with first child, saying not yet.
Maybe it's just a food baby.
Could be. She ate a lot of lasagna.
Right.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Sorry, back to number one.
So, a walk down memory lane with a twist this morning as news about the spiked seltzer from Sour Warheads is out.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited.
Oh, boy.
It comes in classic flavors like green apple, watermelon, blue raspberry, and cherry. People can't wait to see if it's going to, like, give you that, like, scrunched up little face when you make and taste the Warheads.
The puckered lips.
Yeah. And you try to avoid it. Like, when we were little, we would eat the Warhead and be like, don't make the face, don't make the face. And you're like, I can't help it.
And now you're trying to get through a whole can.
I know.
I don't know how people do sour. I don't know how you do it.
Oh, my God. You totally have to try one of these then.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
And people who love sour, love sour. I was getting gas yesterday. I look over the guy next to me, got a big bag of, the industrial-sized bag of Sour Patch Kids, and he'd open it and was just pouring them down.
Wow. Sour Patch Kids are not even sour.
They are to me. All right, thank you, Violetta.
Don't miss the Eric in the Morning Saturday Show. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on The Mix.
Hey, Patrick, anybody listening who with some great vasectomy advice?
You got to plan ahead, Eric. Yeah. March Madness is the number one popular time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I missed the boat on that one. So I did the Wednesday before the Masters.
Solid.
And
solid.
Stupidly enough, I went out golfing on Thursday and Friday. So.
in very loose sweatpants?
Yep.
Or no, maybe
we call those lap dance pants.
Lap dance.
Lap dance pants.
Okay.
I don't know if I need much more than that.
I never heard of that.
No, I think he just made it up on the spot.
Lap dance pants. Hi, Doug.
Hey.
Hi, vasectomy advice for Brad.
Yes, absolutely. He's got to get multiple bags of peas because they do melt.
Okay.
You don't want to be drinking a lot of anything because then you have to get up.
Oh, good.
That makes sense.
Not too
good tip.
Another one that I said it late, but a blanket. Because when you have your kids bringing you the bag of peas, they're asking, where are you putting that, Dad?
Right. You don't want them to see too much as you apply the peas.
Exactly.
Yeah. They'll be scarred for life, much like you are now. Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Hey, Paul.
Okay. Speaking of scarring, guys, cocoa butter on the scarring serves two purposes.
Cocoa butter on the scars. Mm-hmm. Are the without too much information, Paul, are the scars pretty prominent?
Initially, yes, they are.
Okay. And, Paul, would you say when you went through the experience, it hurt more than you thought it was going to or less than you thought it was going to?
Oh, dear Lord, more.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's a ringing endorsement.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're changing your mind.
I was kicking around the idea, Paul.
When they say you're going to feel a little pinch, no, it's not a little pinch.
Really? I can't even hear this.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Hi there, Jamie. A little vasectomy advice for Brad.
Hi. So, yes. So, my husband ended up feeling better than he thought he would after his. And he actually was up that night mowing the lawn. I do not advise that.
Was it a riding mower or a push mower? The vibrations might be a bit much.
It was a push mower.
Okay.
Got it.
But yeah, I don't advise it because you have to shave everything, and he ended up chafing really bad.
Oh man!
So if he's feeling better than he thinks, still just relax.
With all the shaving, you might need an extra one of those cocoa butters to slather the whole thing up just to be safe. Yeah. Scary. This is the most quiet Violetta has ever been.
I just
can't believe people went golfing and mowing lawns and all of this right after
that. Want to show the manlyhoodness.
The manlyhoodness. I don't think they want to show that at all.
No one wants to see that right now.
Nobody wants to see it.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
You know, Ben Affleck's back with J-Lo, which led to a little nausea for me. Just a little bit. Which led to, you know, they were out on that yacht in the Mediterranean, but you'll notice he kept his shirt on. Mm. Why did he keep his shirt on? Because he's got a horrible full back tattoo that is a very colorful phoenix rising from the flames that J-Lo back in 2016 slammed as the ugliest thing she's ever seen on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. But, you know, apparently she's gotten past that.
So you can come on the boat, but just leave your shirt on.
Right. What did you not like about your significant other the first time you met? 312-233-1019. What's interesting, Maureen and Carly, we're going to get to you. No guys. Come on, guys. That's not even possible. Or maybe it is.
Maybe it is possible. Sometimes the guys are like, you know what? Better not verbalize this.
They don't want their voice to be recognized.
First time you met your wife, you're not a big fan of her three friends who made your life hell. Yeah. What did you not like about your significant other when you first met? Hey, Maureen.
Hello.
Hi. What did you not like about him?
He's the loudest person I've ever met.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. You're talking about her husband.
Oh, no, but people in general, you know, some people just get so loud.
She loves the man.
They scare you out of nowhere when they open their mouth.
How'd you get over it, though?
No, yeah. It's very lovely otherwise.
Where did you meet him?
Match.com.
Match.com.
And you couldn't tell how loud he was over the internet.
No,
was it like
the
first time you met him, then you like met for coffee and he's like, hello! What's up?
It's like he wants everyone to hear the conversation at all times.
Have you ever broached the topic with him? Like, hey, maybe a little quieter. Indoor voice.
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. Just let him keep screaming.
Sometimes there's people even at like your workplace, for example, who would do that kind of thing. You hear them up and down the hallways. You're like, man, can you keep that conversation? Inside voice.
Want everybody to hear.
Yeah.
Hey, Carly.
Hi, good morning.
What did you not like about your significant other the first time you met him?
Well, I'll say I'll take Ben Affleck's tattoo over my boyfriend's man boobs any day.
Oh, he's got the boobs. The boobs.
Aww.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, lots of push-up contests.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I know. It's bad. Yeah. But you
love him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I bet it's a nice pillow to cuddle up to a little bit.
There you go.
I know. You know, you just get over it.
Yeah. Have you ever said anything to him about it? I'm certain he's fully aware of them, and it's like that awkward, unspoken thing you two don't talk about. Is that what it is?
Well, I think he caught on when I was like, let's do more push-ups.
You can do it.
She's referencing my man boobs.
Oh.
At least I'm not loud like that other guy. What did you not like about your significant other the first time you met him, Bob?
Yeah, my wife never understood sarcasm. She's a little bit of a language barrier, so it's like if I say something that's sarcastic, I kind of have to explain it after.
All the worst.
It's just it's not even fun.
Right. She takes all the fun out of sarcasm. What kind of relationship are we living? Hey, it's Eric, and you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. Mixed Morning Mindbender. Top 10 most common family arguments, according to a new survey. Number one is leaving what? 312-233-1019. Heather, leaving?
This just happened yesterday, so it popped in my head. Leaving your dishes in the sink.
Oh, that's a bad one. Mm-hmm. That is not it, but that should be. I think that's worse than the actual number one.
Really?
We'll see.
The dishes in the sink. Would it kill you? Rinse them off? If you have a dishwasher, put them in there. If not, I don't know. Leaving what, Janet?
Leaving the lights on.
That would be what we're talking about. The number one most common argument. You come home and every light in the whole damn house is on.
Why does that bother people so much?
Oh, why don't you turn them off?
It's a waste of money.
You know what I like so much? Violetta makes it the other person's fault that right. she did that.
Yeah.
Does that happen in your house? Maybe?
Yes. And I did you see my anger in the like when
oh,
you
yeah.
read that?
Hear that?
I will literally go, you know, go stop a trip leaving the house, turn them all off, and then get back in the car and be like, sorry, I'm late. I had to turn off all the lights.
Ooh, yeah.
I know how people do this. It's okay. super passive aggressive.
You
want to
know
turn
how,
them off.
How messed up I am. I don't like it because all the lights get left on, and in my brain, it's heating up the room, causing the air conditioning to go on, and you know I'm a heating and cooling guy.
Okay,
oh,
that,
my gosh,
okay.
That's deep.
That's a different
yeah.
level.
Number two on the most common family arguments is leaving shoes in the middle of the floor or
yes.
in the doorway,
oh,
or in
oh.
the case of my house, on the stairs. A certain broken
yep.
leg is going to happen.
Yep.
Number three is messy bedrooms.
Yeah,
it's terrible. Number four, someone not doing their fair share of the chores. Number five, most common family arguments, not changing the empty toilet paper roll.
Oh, that's another one.
Oh, yeah. What about not putting the garbage bag in the garbage after you take the garbage out?
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't made the list, but we're working through
all
it.
Right. Okay.
Oh, again, yeah. What about when they're right,
everybody's going at their own fights.
Look, we're all getting it's passionate.
Number six, when the heating or cooling should come on. There it is.
There's you.
Number seven, squeezing trash into an already full trash can rather than emptying it. Number eight, leaving dirty clothes on the floor. Number nine, leaving the toilet roll on the floor, windowsill, or anywhere but the garbage. And number 10, plates and glasses left out.
Mm.
Dirty plates.
Surprised there
glasses.
Was no leaving the toilet seat up on that list.
I think that's a little cliche.
But it still happens
it does.
All the time.
It does, yeah. Anything in your house, Whip?
No, I definitely do the thing where I smush more garbage into the can because I'm like too lazy to bring it out.
Oh,
definitely
yeah.
I do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guilty.
I like taking the garbage out.
Really?
Yeah, you do oddly like that.
I do. I like doing dishes. I like laundry.
See, you're weird.
I don't even mind vacuuming.
Oh,
I don't mind that either.
You know what I should get into housekeeping?
That's true.
What am I wasting my time for here?
Yeah, that's true.
Heating and cooling.
And housekeeping.
And mm-hmm. housekeeping.
312-233-1019. Those are all fairly straightforward. Those are all the types of things you've likely experienced in just about every household. But for you, right now in your house, your house is the only one fighting about what?
Oh.
Like, as we speak, uncommon family argument that you're currently in. Right now, your house is the only one fighting about what? 312-233-1019. Sarah, the brawl took place this morning.
So I have three teenagers, and they share a Jeep, and they always fight who has to put the top on at night in case it rains, and nobody did it last night, so I left while my husband was reaming the three of them out.
Aha! There you go. There was a little rain this morning, too. Somebody left the Jeep top off. Yeah. Fight that's currently taking place in your house, Dory.
My sister believes that the oil change only happens on the exact mileage it is due.
Mm. Okay.
As opposed
There's
to
no
going a little over?
There.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So she's waiting for that exact mile,
so she
hoping
drives,
that she's driving by Jiffy Lube at that moment.
Drives around the block until she hits it, and
is
then
that
pulls
it?
In really quick.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, we couldn't take her car on a trip because of the mileage wouldn't line up.
Yeah, you tell him. Yeah, go get him, kid.
I'll
take that nonsense from your aunt. That's right. Hey there, Mickey, the fight currently going on in your home right now.
Is recycling.
Okay.
So we have our trash underneath our island, you know, the door that opens up. Okay, it's not even a half an inch away. We have the garbage in the front bin and then the recycling in the back. And somehow I have to be a garbage picker and always throw the recycling away.
Right. Mm-hmm. The plastic bottles don't belong in the front. They
belong
in the back.
It's like I said, it's like a sock that's on the floor and it's an inch away from the hamper. Same thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Same concept.
Right there.
What a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Speaking of socks and hampers and all that kind of stuff, Jen, going on in your house right now?
Well, my husband helps out by putting all the laundry in the hamper, and I have a 3-point hamper, white, dark towels.
Wow.
He'll cram clothes in with the towels, and then, of course, the towels are wet, so everything's wet, so now I have to go through wet laundry to do laundry, and it's so gross.
Right.
He just doesn't get it.
Did you let him have it this morning?
Every day.
Every day.
But, Eric, you just lit up with that laundry system, though.
Let me help you. Hey, Emily.
Yeah, my fiance and I have been fighting over how you hang the towel in the bathroom.
he bunches it up and just tosses it on there, and it never dries.
You gotta let it hang out. Yeah, you gotta spread it out. Gotta open it up. Gotta open it wide. You bunch it up. It doesn't. It doesn't dry.
No, it's I feel like it's gonna get musky.
It's gonna musky.
Musky is a fish that you catch in northern Wisconsin.
It could get that too.
I mean, it's really red.
You keep bunching your towel up. It smells like a fish from Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin. That's musky.
It's very, very musky. Which is also the scent of a man after he's been working out.
It is a very, very strongly manly scent.
Hey, Gary, the fight in your house right now.
Well, every morning my wife gets up around 4 o'clock and goes to the gym, God bless her. Uh-huh. But she usually makes a copy of the Tribune crossword puzzle because my routine in the morning is I get up, have a cup of coffee, and do the crossword puzzle.
Right. You don't have time for she needs to get the stuff done but while you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But she failed to do that today, and I did puzzle right out of the paper, and she didn't have a crossword puzzle to do, so we got into a little spat.
That's on her. Right. Maybe if you did your job of getting me my crossword puzzle, we wouldn't have these problems.
I feel like their spat doesn't go past a certain like decimal point.
That is the cutest spat I've ever heard.
Like a decibel level?
Yeah. A decibel level as opposed to a decimal point.
Yep.
Like a muskie in Wisconsin, the decimal point.
Yeah, you know.
See,
you know,
I told you the second she pulled off the comedy 15 minutes ago. What did I tell you?
That's not it.
Hey, Jen, the fight currently going on in your house.
Oh my God, my 13-year-old son constantly leaves his athletic cup in my bathroom after getting home from hockey or from baseball.
When I heard cup, I thought it was going to be like, oh my God, in the sink.
So now when he does that, then I take it and I just deposit it right on top of his pillows.
I was going to suggest that. Well done.
Those might be a little musky. And that'll raise the decimal point in the household.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
I saw it at a wedding. If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I would have never believed it. 312-233-1019. Hi, Colleen.
Hey, Eric, I was at a wedding and the groom fell down, like tumbled down this long staircase. And after like a collective gasp of the guests, he stood up and he said, I'm all right. I'm okay. I've taken the stuntman class.
Comedy. He's doing a bit.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's an unrecoverable thing.
Yeah.
The wipeout is unrecoverable.
It really is.
Bruised ego.
I saw it at a wedding, Sandy.
Yeah, I was at a wedding up in Wisconsin, one of those, you know, ones at the BFW.
Oh, those
are
the best.
And when the music started, everybody took the chairs and put them up on their heads and called it the antler dance.
I see that every day.
I would have liked to have seen that, though.
The antler dance.
You only see that in Minocqua.
That's right.
Oh, that's amazing.
After you eat that fish fry.
Yeah. Welcome to Eau Claire. Oh, man. I saw it at a wedding. Wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it with my own eyes, Debbie.
The bride entered the wedding in her wedding gown via zip line right down to the groom.
Wow, that's cool.
She zip lined in.
Yes, it was really cool, actually.
Yeah. And where was this wedding?
This was out in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's where all the best zip lining
right.
is.
That is
so
cool.
You can ask anybody, like, where are you going zip lining? Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if her future husband knew she was going to do that.
If it's a surprise, it's a big one.
That's a huge one.
Hey, Katie.
Hey.
I saw it at a wedding.
A unity sandwich.
A unity sandwich.
Sandwich. So instead of the bride and the groom, you know, they each have their candle, and then they light a candle together to unify the families.
Right.
They made a unity sandwich.
They made a sandwich.
And then they ate it.
And then they ate it.
Okay.
You turn to your husband and go, are they actually eating a sandwich up there?
Are they eating us food?
I've never seen anybody eat sandwiches during a during a wedding. Not only are they eating it, they made the sandwich up there. Who makes a sandwich and then eats it during their wedding?
Oh, my God.
Are we seeing what we think we're seeing?
That's hilarious.
I saw it at a wedding, Meredith.
After the bride and groom had their first dance, they rolled out a, like, 2 or 3 foot giant white birdcage, and everybody started putting money in the birdcage, like dollar bills.
That's a whole peacock tie in there.
Okay.
Right? Maybe they were just big bird family. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Oh, boy. It's almost like it was written to end this way, Jackie. I saw it at a wedding.
Yeah, it was actually my wedding. Uh-huh. I got married in a castle, and there were free-range peacocks and llamas.
What?
So there's at least two. Two weddings with peacocks.
They were just wandering around. You didn't walk down the aisle with them, did you?
No, they were just wandering around.
Right.
But at one point, they ended up on the roof.
Right.
And in pictures, everybody's looking up and not focused on the camera.
You didn't need a zip line into this wedding. It wasn't in Massachusetts, a castle in Massachusetts, was it?
No, this was Myers Castle in Dyer, Indiana.
Oh, that's the good castle.
Okay.
Yeah. Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter. Here comes the fun at number three.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis raising some eyebrows online after discussing their shower and bathing routines. I don't think anyone was expecting all the details to pour out of them during Dax Shepard's podcast. They were talking about, like, you know, not getting rid of natural body toxins and a bunch of other stuff that I don't, whatever. But then basically, they said that they don't take full showers. That's rare in their house. And then they grossly mentioned the spots that they do wash. And basically Twitter is saying, TMI, we don't care.
It was something to the effect of, we only wash our required parts.
Yeah, right, like pits and...
Like
your armpits.
Yeah, oh, I thought you said something else.
No, I don't. I think they actually left those off. I don't think that's on the list.
Armpits!
They wash their... Hits.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Hits. Okay.
Again.
All right.
I was trying not to talk about any of the spots.
Yeah.
By the way. Oh, no. I don't mean it's not about the body parts. But honestly, like, so do you think that, like, it was magic that these two Hollywood people happened to find each other and they have the same habits, or that one convinced the other that that's
they developed
the right way to go?
You know, two people, when they're together long enough, kind of become one person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening there, I think. They've adopted each other's...
That's
going to
take a lot of convincing.
And they met so young and then got reintroduced again.
Yeah,
so it could be that.
I can't wait to shower after this.
Trending on Twitter number two. Well, make sure you get your pits.
I always do.
By your arms.
Right.
Yep. Fun transition. McDonald's trending after the CEO used a BTS lyric during an investor call about their second quarterly earnings. The big boss started off saying the collab with BTS connected marketing and core menus and digital strategies for 50 markets. And it was a big famous order that they had packaging for the first time, custom packaging. And then he says, and to put it in the band's own words, it was... dynamite.
That was just that's
mic
a good,
drop.
That feels good.
A little CEO humor.
Yeah.
That must feel good. I'm sure they spent a good deal of money on BTS, and this paid off, and everybody's doing well, and it's a feel good. I think it's a feel good.
Were you
thing.
In the boardroom? Jeez.
Did you write that line?
Yeah. Feel good for America and the world.
Wow. All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Hashtag my super villain origin story trending as people are sharing their sarcastic reasons they turned evil. Some examples that are popular right now online is someone ate my leftovers I was excited for, or my parents had another baby and then gave away my room. I never got a participation trophy. And lastly, I stepped on a Lego.
God, I love Twitter. Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.